The thrill and excitement of March Mania is here, and DraftKings Sportsbook, one of America's top-rated sportsbook apps, is giving new customers a shot to turn $5 into $150 instantly in bonus bets with any college basketball bet. You can find all the lines and available odds, of course, at the DraftKings Sportsbook app. North Carolina listeners, don't forget, DraftKings Sportsbook is now live in your state. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app and use code SBNFL. New customers can bet $5 to get $150 instantly in bonus bets only at DraftKings Sportsbook with code SBNFL. The crown is yours. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER or in West Virginia, visit www.1800gambler.net. In New York, call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY. In Connecticut, help is available for problem gambling. Call 888-789-7777 or visit ccpg.org. Please play responsibly on behalf of Boot Hill Casino and Resort. 21 plus, age varies by jurisdiction, void in Ontario. Bonus bets expire 168 hours after issuance. See dkng.com/bball for eligibility, deposit restrictions, terms, and responsible gaming resources.
All right, Buffalo Bills fans, welcome to this episode of The Marino Show. Your host, Anthony Marino, happy to be here with you. Once again, talking everything Buffalo Bills, a little bit of pop culture, and don't forget the What I'm Watching segment coming up towards the end of the show. Happy to be back with all of you today. As we all know, right, free agency underway, full gear for the Buffalo Bills. Feels like it's been a long time since I chatted with everyone back to that first day of legal tampering, kind of doing the recap if you check back in the archives. But honestly, so much of that feeling like old news at this point. As we kind of continue moving forward, getting an idea of what the Buffalo Bills roster is going to look like moving forward, heading to the 2024 season. Good news for fans of the Buffalo Bills and good news for Taron Johnson, the slot cornerback for the Buffalo Bills. Announced on Monday that he is signing a contract extension, a three-year deal that will carry him through the 2027 season. It will make him the NFL's highest paid nickelback. That is according to the report from Adam Schefter, who then followed up with it being a three-year, $31 million contract for Johnson. Now, as we wait for more of the details to come into play there, something that we should all note that this extension should very well open up some cap space for the Buffalo Bills during this 2024 season. Johnson was owed about $7.7 million. With this extension, once the specifics come out, we should have a better idea of what that would look like. So stay tuned to BuffaloRumblings.com for more details there. Interesting with the timing of this, again, kind of a week after the legal tampering period, that makes you think to yourself, okay, are the Buffalo Bills kind of in position right now to make another swing? After the re-signing of A.J. Epenesa, Daquan Jones, and of course the Curtis Samuel signing, which took place, thinking to myself, okay, those are probably the biggest swings that the Bills were able to make. But now as they make this move, again, kind of a week after the legal tampering period started, I've got to think to myself, maybe there's something else that general manager Brandon Bean might be looking to do. Those of you on social media know that there are still plenty of starting safeties available in free agency, and the price on those has seemed to drop just a bit. So, you know, for Buffalo right now, you know, you've got Taylor Rapp, who it looks like will be one of your starters. Jordan Poyer has moved on to Miami. Still no official word yet on anything with Micah Hyde. You've got Cam Lewis there, but, you know, I think the Bills would look to get someone with maybe a little bit more starting experience. Does this move free up that cap space? Only time will tell, and if anything opens up while we're recording here, you know, I've got one eye on the Twitter feed to see if anything new pops up, and kind of along those same lines, trying to focus on my notes as well to let you know the latest and greatest taking place in this week's show. Now, as we move forward with this, I did want to talk a little bit about Curtis Samuel, and I think it was, what, Sunday morning, kind of having a cup of coffee, put some stuff out on Twitter, just my thoughts of, with the signing of Samuel, does the wide receiver train take a little bit of a hit? And I thought that it did, right? Now, I think as we go back and forth on this, I think there's a lot of speculation when you say, hey, I'm on the wide receiver train, What does that mean? The conductor, the founder, the creator of the wide receiver train is none other than Jeremy White of WGR 550 AM, co-host of The Morning Show, Monday through Friday. And I think he summed it up best when he's saying, you know, the wide receiver train is investing that first or second round pick. And I think in some ways, like, there's different versions of that train, I guess, for folks. And where I was before the Curtis Samuel signing was, okay, how high up can the Buffalo Bills trade without, you know, foregoing their 2025 first round draft pick to make an impact and to do something that you can get one of the top wide receivers in the draft, right? What could they do? And I know they're not going to be able to trade up to get Neighbors or Adunze or Harrison Jr. That wasn't really the piece. But if they needed to trade up to get a few spots to go from 28 to, you know, even as high as 20, I think that was maybe something that they could do without foregoing their 2025 first round pick. So I was looking at it and thinking, like, hey, you really need to be aggressive here. Now you add Curtis Samuel to the mix, still a need. You need someone that can play that outside X receiver for the Bills. But maybe that's not something that you need to do at 28. Maybe it's not something, you know, that you need to be trading up for. That if the Bills do look to go defensive line at 28, okay, with your second round pick, maybe you're making a modest move to trade up to get A.D. Mitchell, or to look at someone like Troy Franklin, who Ryan Talbot reported was going to be visiting with the Bills. You know, I think it's those things that you need to take into consideration with this and what kind of investment the Bills will make. So while I'm certainly still on the wide receiver train, I think just what seat I'm sitting in changes a little bit. And before, it was full steam ahead, got to do something in the first round, probably have to do something even to trade up, where that's not really the case right now for the Buffalo Bills. I think you've got a little bit of time. You can take it a little bit, not it's a little bit of time. You still need to do something on those first 2 days of the draft. But I guess where I'm going with this is you can take a little bit of a pause. You can move forward with this. And I don't feel, at least, that it's something that you have to do with pick 28 or to trade up with pick 28, that it's something that you can be okay with certainly moving forward. So, you know, with that, I think everybody falls in a little bit of a different category here. When I put that out on Twitter, there was a lot of back and forth that started really with everyone, right? And you had some people chiming in that they agreed, some people disagreeing, talking about best player available, sticking to your board. I guess where I'm going just with all of this is there's still a lot of time left in free agency. But that signing of Curtis Samuel, it gave me an opportunity maybe to just kind of like take a step back, to hit pause for a minute, not to be so focused on how far up do the Bills need to trade to get a wide receiver, to just say, okay, they were able to do something here in free agency, something that can make an impact. And again, within reason, right? I think as you kind of look at Curtis Samuel and the player that he is, I'm not coming in expecting him to, to get 150 targets and over 1,000 yards receiving and, you know, kind of vie for that number one wide receiver. That was not the case at all in this situation. You know, I look at someone like him and think if he comes in with, you know, think of a relatively productive season that he's had in the past. Now, I think the upside is certainly much higher than what he was doing with the quarterbacks that he certainly had in Washington and even some of the backups that he played with when he was with the Carolina Panthers. But if here's a guy that ends up with 60 to 65 receptions, somewhere between 600 and 700 yards receiving, maybe gets about 30 to 50 carries out of the backfield, that adds up to another 150 to 200 yards. You know, now you're talking about someone in the neighborhood of 800 all-purpose yards delivering as an offensive weapon for the Bills. I know some of you hate when you use that term. I don't mean offensive weapon in that he's not a wide receiver, but he has that flexibility that, like, listen, if he gets 35 to 50 touches out of the backfield, he's been successful doing that before, averaging almost 6 yards per carry. Utilize him in a way that he can have that success and serve a little bit of a dual role for the Buffalo Bills. So when you think of the contract that he signed, right, 3 years, $24 million, opportunity for it to even be as high as $30 million. Okay, hey, that's fine. That's all good. I kind of understand where that is going. All I'm saying with this is just I'm being realistic with what he can be as a player, probably playing somewhere around 65 to 70% of offensive snaps in a array of different ways. And yes, still seeing that way for a first or second round wide receiver to come in and make an impact for the Bills, but not to be kind of thrown in to 100% of the snaps full-time type of role that might be getting a little bit ahead of ourselves. So I'm high on the pick. I like what the Buffalo Bills have done with it so far. I've had a few days to digest it and some of the changes that can make, and I'm pretty good with it. But I'm curious to get your thoughts too. Make sure you hit me up on Twitter at Anth Marino to let me know your thoughts. I'm curious, you know, kind of where the Bills go from here. Other signings, do they look to do anything else at wide receiver through free agency? Or does this become more along the lines of, you know, really now with what they have, they will wait until the draft and see what they can do there. So plenty of time to tell still. I mean, right, still recording this. It's March 18th. We've got over a month until the draft. Again, plenty of free agents still to sign at that kind of mid to lower tier level. And we'll see what the Buffalo Bills do in this space. So I'm going to do this right now. I'm going to take a quick break. I'm going to come back. I'm going to talk to you about what I'm watching. And then we'll wrap up this week's show. Thanks for listening. I'll be right back. All right, Buffalo Bills fans, welcome back to this episode of The Marino Show. Anthony Marino here with you once again. Thanks for coming back after the break. Beforehand, you heard me talking about the latest contract extension for Taron Johnson. Great to see him get that. 3 years, $31 million. Of course, talked a little bit about my thoughts on the Curtis Samuel signing, what that means for the Buffalo Bills, what they can look like, and kind of, you know, the role that he can play in Buffalo, but what kind of impact that might have on the team moving forward as it comes to the 2024 NFL draft, which it does feel like will be here kind of before we know it. But again, make sure you keep logging in to BuffaloRumblings.com. Subscribe to the podcast here, wherever you download your podcasts, or on the YouTube station as well to get all of the latest and greatest as it comes to the Buffalo Bills. Now, last week took some time off from what I'm watching, because honestly, I spent all my time watching the ticker for the latest updates that were coming in free agency this week. And then I was kind of thinking to myself, gosh, what am I going to get into to talk about on the show? But I think I might have been the last person in America that had not seen the Barbie movie yet. And my daughter came to me over the weekend. She wanted me to see it. It's something over the summer, you know, kind of the girls would be running around, would see different things. And I did not get a chance to catch that one yet. My son had seen it. And for me, it was just like, yes, I need to sit down and check this movie. And I certainly understand what all of the hype and the buzz was about. I mean, as you go through it, Margot Robbie, fantastic. Ryan Gosling, fantastic. I the Oscars being last week, I didn't understand really all the buzz around the I'm Just Ken song. And then seeing it in the movie certainly gave me more than a good laugh, to say the least. But honestly, I enjoyed watching it. I enjoyed watching it with my daughter and with my wife. Kind of the messaging that came through, certainly addressing different stereotypes and tropes that are out there, not just in society, but in movies and film and television that we watch as well. And I enjoyed all of it. I thought it was fantastic. It was well done. Will Ferrell was fantastic. America Ferrara was fantastic. Really from start to finish, I just truly, truly enjoyed the movie. And again, I feel like I was the last person to see this one. Like, honestly, all of the buzz over the summer, the success that it had. And for me, it was just one of those things that I missed. And certainly took me too long to see it, but certainly love the fact that I was able to and enjoy that experience and really kind of saw that one. So I know I still owe you guys my review on draft day. That is something I will watch leading up to the NFL draft. I promise that will take place and see how that one goes. But definitely as we go through, was so happy to finally have seen the Barbie movie in addition to all the other reviews that I've given you so far throughout the year. So I'm going to wrap things up for now. Again, make sure you stay locked in to BuffaloRumblings.com, to our podcast feed as well. If you want to follow me on Twitter, you can at @AntMarino, giving you my thoughts on the latest and greatest with the Buffalo Bills and a few other topics as well. So like I said, I always appreciate you guys tuning in. Time to wrap things up. But as always, go Bills.